Stephanie was listening to Royce Clarendon, not as a wife and mother on a mission important to her family, but as the head of a covert government agency. Something was out of place. Clarendon's sudden appearance was too convenient. She realized that either Clarendon had been allowed to escape, or worse, he was in league with the enemy. Jeffrey, too, had apparently sensed something, since he was offering precious little to the Frenchman's questions. Was the woman last night in the palace, Cassiopeia Witt, the ingenieur mentioned in the letter to Ernst Scoville? She asked.
I would assume a she-devil.
She may have saved us all.
How?
She interfered, as she did with Laos. You're alive right now, thanks to her interference.
No, I am alive because they want information. What I wonder is why you're even here, Jeffrey said. Escaping from the Roquefort is not easy. You did.
And how would you know that? Jeffrey asked.
They spoke of you and Mark.
Did they mention attempting to kill us?
A moment of uneasy silence passed. Royce, Stephanie said, what else might they be after?
They mentioned two books missing from their archive.
You said you possessed no clue as to why they wanted Madame Neve's son, Jeffrey said.
And I don't, but I know they want the books.
Stephanie glanced at Jeffrey and saw not a hint of acquiescence in the younger man's expression. If indeed he and Mark possessed the books de Roquefort sought, no admission came from his eyes.
Yesterday, Clarendon said, you showed me Lau's journal and the book
which de Roquefort now has.
No, Cassiopeia Witt stole both from him last night.
Another new piece of information. Clarendon knew an awful lot for a man whom his captors supposedly ignored. So, de Roquefort needs to find her, she made clear, as do we.
It seems, madame, that one of the books Marc took from their archive contains a cryptogram. One of their marshals, from Saunier's time, discovered and recorded it in the book.
We have no books, Jeffrey said.
What do you mean?
Astonishment filled the man's face.
We have no books. We left the abbey in a great rush and took nothing.
Clarendon came to his feet.
You're a liar. Bold words. Can you prove the allegation? You're a man of the order, a Templar. Your oath should be enough to prevent you from lying.
And what prevents you? Jeffrey asked.
I don't lie. I hid in an asylum for 5 years to avoid being a prisoner of the Templars. Do you know what they plan to do to me? Cook my skin from my bones.
We have no books. De Roquefort is chasing a shadow.
But that's not so. Two men were shot during your escape, and both said Mark carried a rucksack.
She perked at the information.
And how would you know that? Jeffrey asked.